This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Listen how people blame Allah. Like I said, the other guy is blaming me. Your dua is not strong enough. That's why I'm not getting up for Fajr. Right? So we blame. Why would Allah let me fall in love with someone when marriage is not written and I only wanted halal? That's because you fell in the trap of shaitan. Allah says initially you're in control. You allowed the first step, you allowed the second one, you slipped into the whirlpool and now you're stuck. And then you want to come back and blame us. We told you from the very beginning, don't even go close. What do they say? You catch feelings. Leave those feelings. Don't catch anything. Leave it. The feelings, let them float in the air. The minute you catch it, who caught it? You! And then you want to blame Allah. To say, oh Allah, why did you allow me to catch feeling? Not allow. Allah already told you, listen, you want to do something? Yes, it's permissible. Regularize it, do it properly and get it and take it. Honorably, if the guy wants you, he's a man. He must come and honorably take you or he must leave you alone. That's what Allah says. Oh, but you know, now I was thinking I might lose him. No problem, you could lose. He's not the only guy on earth, but for me he is. Well, then you've got a problem. See how we keep fighting with Allah. It's not the only guy on earth. It's not the only. The minute you're married, yes, mashallah. You know what? I'm going to work on my spouse. I'm going to invest time. My children, my spouse. That's important. If you're married, invest a lot of time with your children and your spouse. Spoil them. Invest words with them. See the fruit that grows as a result of how you talk. Ah, mashallah, you're looking so good. Imagine your own father's telling you that. Your own mother's telling you that. Ah, that's amazing. Ah, you're the most gorgeous princess on earth. And we mean it. Those are our kids. But when we don't say it, what happens? You didn't invest anything. You didn't. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us. My brothers, my sisters, the tests of Allah, every day there are so many. MashaAllah, we pass a lot of them. Don't underestimate how decent you are. But don't let shaitan make you believe that you're indecent or that you're a person who's away from the mercy of Allah. Because to be honest, Allah's mercy encompasses everyone and everything. That's the mercy of Allah. So these tests will keep coming. And when they do come, we will pass some, we will fail some. If we failed some, it's not the end of the world. You're a human. Repent. Turn to Allah. Allah will forgive you. In fact, he will convert the bad into good on the scales of the day of judgment because you changed your life for him and him alone.